Welcome back to the Deep Dive. So today, we're cracking open a really interesting set of source materials. We've got business plan bits, design docs, news releases, all centered on one company, MedView Systems. And their whole mission, really, is tackling this big, persistent problem in healthcare.
Yeah, it's about that transition, isn't it? When patients go from the hospital back home, it's often... Well, it's often a mess.
Exactly. Patient education or the lack of it.
Right. And to really get why MedView is doing this, you just have to look at the numbers. The sources say, what, 32 million patients a year get home care in the U.S.?
Yeah, 32 million. It's a huge number. People trying to recover outside the hospital.
Massive population.
And here's the kicker, the stat that really defines MedView's whole reason for being. 87%. Are apparently unprepared. Yeah, unprepared to handle the treatments their doctor prescribed once they get home. I mean, think about that gap.
It's enormous. You're leaving the hospital, maybe still groggy from medication, definitely stressed.
Right.
And suddenly you need to figure out some complicated device or manage a new chronic condition all at once.
Yeah, it's what you'd call cognitive overload, I suppose.
Absolutely. So MedView's whole pitch, their value proposition, it's pretty straightforward. They want to give these patients and their caregivers too, clear, easy to access instructions.
Like videos, manuals.
Exactly. Curated videos, digital manuals, FAQs, stuff you can actually find and understand. The goal is simple. Boost compliance.
Which should mean fewer readmissions, right? Less cost, better care.
That's the idea. Better compliance, fewer costly trips back to the hospital, and just, you know, a better quality of care at home.
Okay, and it's important how they're going to market here. They're not charging the patients, are they?
No, that's key. It's free for the patient when they need it. They sell licenses, subscriptions to the institutions.
So the home care agencies, the hospital discharge planners, the people managing that transition.
Precisely. They're targeting the folks who actually carry the financial risk if that patient ends up back in the ER.
Because that readmission costs, what was it, something like $15,000?
Yeah, the sources quote around $15,200. So those institutions have a massive incentive to make sure that doesn't happen.
Okay, so the strategy makes sense. Let's look at the results, the traction. Because the sources show this isn't just theoretical, it seems to be working.
Yeah, the growth curve is definitely getting steeper.
Looking at the 2024, MedView delivered just over 200,000 sets of instructions, 204,753 to be exact.
Which was already a solid jump from the year before, right?
Yeah.
36% increase from 2023.
Right, good. Steady growth. Yeah. But then things really take off in early 2025.
That's the inflection point.
Yeah.
That first quarter of 2025, the data really pops.
Yeah, a 91% increase in instruction delivery compared to just the quarter before, Q4 2024.
91%. They basically doubled their output. Went from around 23,000 sets to over 44,000 in 3 months.
That's wow. Okay, so where's that growth coming from? Did the sources specify?
They did. The biggest jumps in Q1 2025 were disease management content that soared 140%.
140%.
Yep. And instructions for home medical devices grew 62%.
Okay, 140% in disease management.
Mm-hmm.
What does that tell you? What's going on in home health?
I think it tells you where the real pain points are. Managing chronic conditions, you know, diabetes, heart failure, COPD, that's complex stuff.
Right. Daily routines, multiple meds.
Exactly. It's where patients get confused and feel most vulnerable. That huge jump suggests providers are desperate for better tools to stop things going wrong with these high-risk patients.
And the device growth backs that up, too.
Totally. Overall, device instructions were up 123% the first half of 2025 compared to the back half of 2024. People need help with the hardware.
Makes sense. And their content library seems built around these areas. They list five main categories: disease management, medication management,
respiratory devices, home medical equipment, and telehealth.
So pretty focused.
Very focused. Look, these aren't random categories. They represent the highest risk, highest cost areas in home care. They're not trying to cover everything under the sun. Right. They're going where failure is most common and most expensive for the healthcare system.
And it seems people are accessing it easily enough. The user stats show a mix of devices. Laptops are the biggest chunk, 51%. But smartphones are significant too, 38%. And tablets at 11%.
Yeah, that smartphone number, almost 40%. That's really interesting. It shows they're reaching people on the go.
Caregivers in waiting rooms, maybe? Or patients right after they get a new device?
Could be. Quick access when you really need it.
Okay, now let's get into what the sources are really highlighting as their big advantage. The tech edge. This AI component, MedExplains.
Ah, right. MedExplains.
What is this exactly? How is it different from just, you know, a digital PDF?
So MedExplains is their AI-powered education piece. It uses generative AI. The idea is patients can ask specific questions about their devices.
Like what? Give me an example.
Okay, like my oxygen concentrator is beeping. What does that mean? Or how do I clean this part of my CPAP machine? Stuff like that.
And the AI gives them tailored answers.
Dynamic, tailored instructions. It pulls from MedView's own library and, crucially, from vetted manufacturer manuals.
Okay. And the usage numbers here are, well, they're huge. 282% growth in just the first half of 2025.
It's clearly resonating. People are using it a lot.
But let's talk about the elephant in the room here. Generative AI giving medical instructions. How are they handling the risk? You know, AI making stuff up, hallucinations. That could be incredibly dangerous.
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And the sources are pretty clear on this. MedExplains operates with strict guardrails,
Meeting.
meaning it doesn't just invent medical advice from scratch. It uses the generative AI for basically two things.
Yeah.
First, translation, turning complex medical jargon into plain English.
Okay.
And second, adaptation, adjusting the content for different reading levels, different languages.
Yeah.
It also powers the text-to-speech narration.
But the actual information, but the facts.
The core medical facts always come from their pre-vetted controlled database, those 500-plus instruction sets we mentioned. It's more like an interactive front end for trusted information, not a free-range chatbot giving medical opinions.
Got it. So the AI makes the existing information more accessible rather than creating new information.
Exactly. It shifts the AI from being a potential liability nightmare to being a user experience tool. Smart move.
And that really highlights their niche, doesn't it? This tight focus on home care devices and therapies.
Absolutely. You compare them to the competition.
Like who are the main players they're up against?
Well, you've got the big educational content providers like Crames or HealthWise, but they're very general, often focused on hospital paperwork or broad wellness topics.
Not specific to home devices.
Not really. Then you have things like UpToDate, but that's super clinical, written for doctors, not patients.
Right.
And then there's, well, YouTube.
Ah, the Wild West.
Exactly. You might find a helpful video, or you might find something dangerously wrong. There's no quality control, no accountability.
So MedView's edge is that specific focus, free access for patients, the clinician portal for prescribing the content.
And the focus on outcomes, on actually reducing those ER visits and readmissions. That's unique.
Okay, let's shift to design. Because if you're targeting patients at home, potentially seniors, maybe people with vision problems or dexterity issues, the user experience is critical.
Oh, absolutely. And the design documents show they've really thought about this. They have mandated principles for a senior-friendly UX.
Like what? What are the specifics?
Well, for starters, large base font sizes, at least 16 pixels, which is bigger than a lot of web text.
Okay, readability.
High contrast is another big one. Dark text on a white or light blue background. Simple navigation, they specifically say, to avoid complex drop-down menus.
Makes sense. Keep it clean.
And large clickable elements. Buttons, links, making them easy to hit, even if your motor control isn't perfect.
That shows real understanding of the user base and the colors. They mention a blue color scheme. Is that just aesthetics?
No, it's deliberate. Blue is common in healthcare branding for a reason. It tends to signify stability, trust, calmness, things you want patients to feel.
Good point. And accessibility features.
Crucial. Text-to-speech is available for basically all the content. That helps people with visual impairments or lower literacy. And they offer multimedia learning, videos, articles, even interactive tutorials, recognizing that people learn in different ways.
So they're really trying to remove barriers related to just using the platform itself.
Yeah, they don't want the interface to be the reason someone fails.
Okay, so the design is thoughtful, patient-centric, but hospitals, home care agencies, they need more than good design. They need a business case, an ROI.
Exactly. Goodwill only goes so far. You need to show them the money.
So how do they make that financial argument? We know the revenue model is subscriptions to the institutions.
Right. And the calculation they lay out in the business plan is all about showing that MedView isn't really an expense. It's more like an insurance policy against those huge readmission costs.
Let's walk through their example numbers. That average readmission cost again was?
$15,200. That's the figures they use. $15,200.
Okay, so imagine a hospital has, say, 50 avoidable readmissions a month. That's carry the one. $760,000 a month.
Roughly, yeah. $760,000 in costs they desperately want to reduce. That's the number keeping administrators up at night.
And then MedView comes in. What's their license cost in this example?
relatively small. They use an example of 750 patient licenses at $5 each per month. So that's $3,750 a month.
Okay, $3,750 versus a potential $760,000 problem.
Right. Now, MedView argues if their platform can achieve just a modest 10% reduction in those readmissions.
So five fewer readmissions out of the 50.
Exactly. Five fewer readmissions at $15,200 each. That's a saving of $76,000.
$76,000 saved for a cost of $3,750.
You got it. So the net benefit is $76,000 minus $3,750, which is $72,250 saved every month.
Wow. Okay, so what's the ROI on that?
If you do the math, it works out to over $19 saved for every $1 spent on the MedView license.
And 19x ROI.
Pretty much. 19.26x, to be precise. That's the powerful argument they're making.
That kind of ROI, it changes things, doesn't it? It makes patient education seem less like a nice to have and more like a financial imperative.
Totally. If you can show that spending $5 on education prevents a $15,000 cost, how long before it becomes negligent not to provide that education effectively?
The system might eventually penalize you for not using available tools to prevent predictable errors.
It certainly pushes in that direction. It makes patient literacy a measurable financial factor.
But looking ahead, they have some ambitious goals. 150 clients, 400,000 instruction views by end of 2026. How does the roadmap say they'll get there?
It's a mix of tech improvements and expansion.
Huh?
Key dates mentioned. Q2 2025, they plan to launch that enhanced MedExplains AI module, the safer curated one we talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Then Q4 2025, they're launching an international beta site.
Oh, interesting. Where are they targeting?
Developed markets initially. Canada, UK, Australia, Japan are mentioned.
Okay, global ambitions. But back home, a lot depends on fitting into how hospitals actually work, right? Integrating with their existing systems.
Hugely important. And the documents talk about that. Developing custom portals for specific hospital systems and using something called SMART on FHIR standards.
Right, SMART on FHIR. For listeners who aren't deep in the health tech weeds, what is that? Why does it matter for getting into big systems like Epic or Cerner?
Think of FHIR. FHIR is like
a
universal language for health data. SMART on FHIR is a set of rules that lets apps like MedView securely plug into and interact with electronic health records, the EHRs.
So it's the key that unlocks integration.
Pretty much. It means a doctor could prescribe MedView content from within the patient's chart in Epic, for instance. And MedView usage could be documented back into that official record.
Ah, so it becomes part of the normal workflow, not a separate login, separate website?
Exactly. Seamless tracking, seamless documentation, that makes it much easier for clinicians to actually use it consistently.
Yeah.
And it's what gets the hospital, IT, and EHR managers on board.
Got it. And finally, where's the investment going? They mention fundraising.
Yeah, they outline where investor money is planned to go. It's like two main buckets. $500K for technology development, specifically improving the mobile app and refining the AI.
Okay.
And $400 for sales and marketing, expanding the team, hitting conferences, basically getting that ROI message out to more hospitals and home care groups.
So investing in the product and investing in getting the word out makes sense.
Seems like a focused plan, building on what's already working.
So wrapping this up, MedView Systems is essentially trying to upgrade the old paper pamphlet into, well, an interactive digital coach.
Yeah, a monitored adaptive coach that's plugged into the actual care process.
Turning patient education into something trackable, measurable, and financially justifiable. It's really bridging that gap between the hospital and home using technology.
Right. And that brings us to a final thought, something for you, the listener, to consider. MedView's main selling point, their key metric, is reducing those expensive hospital readmissions, right?
The $15,200 events.
Exactly. And that reduction comes directly from improving basic patient understanding, their health literacy. So here's the question. When technology makes patient understanding this measurable, this cost-effective, how long will it be before health systems are essentially forced to adopt specialized digital education tools like MedView?
You mean moving from optional to mandatory?
Yeah. When the cost of not educating effectively is a clear $15,200 penalty, does digital patient education become a required standard of care, even for seemingly simple things? Something to think about.